This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, the Buffalo shooter. If you haven't seen the video yet of him driving up, him getting out of his vehicle and opening fire, this is not out of any sort of, I'm not suggesting you do this out of any sense of the macabre or being morbid. But what I am suggesting is that you need to, in order to understand the very evil thing that was, you may need to take a look at it. Because this guy was targeting. His manifesto, and I don't really understand the way this was set up, because it looks like it is a question-answer series. But part of the stuff that he left behind. Why did you choose Redacted for the place of attack? Well, it has the highest population percentage, zip code, blah, blah, blah. And it isn't that far away. Plus, New York has heavy gun laws, so it would ease me if I knew that any legally armed civilian was limited to 10-round magazines or crippled firearms. I replaced the name of the city to Redacted because I prefer the FBI and local police don't know until the attack has started. After the attack, can somebody switch it over, please? Do you consider the attack an act of terrorism? By definition, yes, but I believe it is a partisan action against an occupying force. Do you feel any remorse for the attack? I don't know. I haven't done it yet, stupid, but if I were to guess, it would be yes. Now, this shooter, he reportedly published a racist, anti-Semitic 180-page manifesto justifying his efforts to show to the replacers that as long as the white man lives, our land will never be theirs and they will never be safe from us. The manifesto, of course, was authored by 18-year-old Peyton Gendron from Southern Tier, New York. What was it about the Buffalo grocery store that convinced this, you know, that he'd chosen the right target? Because New York's stringent gun control laws played a big part in this, you see. And that's what he indicated with this. He knew. He knew. And as a matter of fact, one of the things he wanted to do is he wanted to use the same model, same weapon, used in the Sandy Hook shooting. The shooter apparently intended to spark another push for a assault weapon ban. So back into his little manifesto. Why did you choose firearms? Well, because they work. There are very few weapons that are easier to use and more effective at killing than firearms, especially the Bushmaster XM15 I will be using. The effect it would have on social discourse, the extra media coverage they would provide, and the changes to gun laws that will be pushed will all help my case. Now, as of me, some of this stuff, fairly certain he's the one that wrote this nonsense. What are we to make of this? Well, one thing is that this kid's 18 years old. So Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook occurred 10 years ago. So what exposed him to what happened in Sandy Hook? Because as far as I know, I've never seen any pictures or anything from what happened in Sandy Hook myself. What is it that spurred him to do this? Where did this white supremacy begin for him? Where did this white supremacy coupled with apparently mental illness start with him? And why? When they knew he was out there, threatening to shoot up his high school. Why wasn't he red flagged to where he couldn't buy that weapon? Now, that would not have necessarily kept him from obtaining a weapon. Adam Lanza obtained a weapon without being, able to get a weapon. He killed his mother and took her weapons. He knew how to get to his mother's weapons, and he got them, and he murdered her with one, and then he proceeded to go to Sandy Hook. So, would we call this a failure of gun control? The fact that he was known, and there'll be some other things that are going to come out in time. We need to find out, one, how well he was known. Although this seems to be the case. This is the case they've been looking for. Remember the subway shooter in New York here recently? The New York, where was it? I don't remember was it on Long Island or Manhattan? Whatever it was, the subway shooter there was a black guy. And he was a supremacist, but he didn't. He was anti-white. So that was not something. That was not the case. The shooting in Colorado, in a grocery store, with ten people killed, that was not the case because that guy was Syrian. The shooting in Sacramento, where two felons took a couple of Glocks and turned them into fully automatic weapons. That was not the case because those guys were black. And this is the thing of ID politics, when they try to take ID politics and combine it to create the utopian thing they're looking for, which is gun control and gun bans and all this other stuff. And I'm sure that they will talk about it, but it's not going to go anywhere because that guy should have been a prohibited person. New York State has all the gun control anybody needs. And if it actually worked, you would catch the people. But the thing is, you can't catch criminals. This guy was not a criminal until he threatened to shoot up a school. Even then, he was not a criminal yet because he had not done it. But he certainly was raising eyebrows. And he certainly should have raised eyebrows. But apparently they did that, and then they found nothing to see here. And they walked away, and he went out and bought a gun. And he did this all within his 18th birthday. So, I don't know, I sit back and, I try to imagine a world in which the gun grabbers, their thing might work, and it never works. It never works. Gun control stops nothing. Stops nobody. Ever. Never stops anybody. Never has. It's never going to. If they can't buy one the right way, they'll buy one the illegal way, and then they do their crime anyway. And in the meantime, people in New York, in that grocery store where they couldn't carry a gun, where the permit's not allowed, they were just fish in a barrel. Fish in a barrel. We should be tired of this by now, and yet for some reason I don't see that happening. I just see the talking heads trying to score the points. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. CNNDaily.com. President Joe Biden has decided to drop everything, and he has gone to Buffalo, New York. He's decided to quit screwing up Washington, D.C., and head to Buffalo in the wake of the mass shooting at a supermarket in that town. Now, Biden says this trip is to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. And he is going to demand federal action to end the uniquely American phenomenon of mass shooting, which, of course, is a that's not entirely true. And, of course, this 18-year-old maniac, right, who's the one solely responsible for this happening, who is very calculated and very scheming to make it happen, he's not the one that's being blamed. Political pundits, they began blaming Fox News host Tucker Carlson for the shooting. Now, he's not mentioned in the rambling cut-and-paste manifesto that the monster left behind. And never mind that the murderer mocked and ridiculed Fox News for being part of some mythical Jewish media conspiracy. Never mind all that, because conservative media has to be blamed. And Biden is willingly throwing fuel on the fire to further divide Americans along racial and political lines, because it keeps him from explaining to the moms in the suburbs why they can't find any formula on the shelves to feed their infants, and why when they go to the grocery store to not find any formula on the grocery store shelves, they have to spend $6 a gallon to buy a gallon of gas. Biden began his presidential campaign in 2019 based on a divisive racial lie about Donald Trump. He claimed Trump had praised white nationalists and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville when Trump literally did the exact opposite. He was never called on that lie by the establishment media because they'd helped create that lie in the first place. So they called Biden out on it. Well, that would have been an admission that he lied too. He claimed that he was going to run to help heal our nation and unify the people. And that was a lie, too. If he was all about unity, he'd condemn the protests in front of the Supreme Court Justices' homes over the leaked decision on Roe versus Wade. If he cared about unity, he'd put a halt to members of the military being discharged because they've refused to take a vaccine they don't need and doesn't stop the spread of a virus many of them have already had. If he cared about unity, he wouldn't institute a ministry of truth with a former cabaret singing waitress from House of Jazz Hands as the commanding censor for social media musings. But see, Biden doesn't really care about unity. If anything, he thrives on disunity. This is a man that's been lying in wait, preparing himself for a horrific crime like this, and now he's ready to pounce. So, understand that when Democrats and their media partners blame Trump for racism and disunity, they were really pointing fingers at you. Right? If you support Trump, you're the real racist. Makes sense, doesn't it? And what do you call a person who supports Hitler? Well, you call that person a Nazi. And as Trump is the next Hitler, as they often claim, that makes you a Nazi. And in the same spirit, Biden is his pals calling Tucker Carlson some sort of white nationalist who inspires murders, rampaging racist, translates to a direct reflection on Tucker's enormous audience. So if you're watching Tucker Carlson, that means you're really, you know, well, they're attacking you because you're watching Tucker Carlson. You cause this. You are the cause. And by dropping everything to draw the national spotlight on Buffalo. And don't get me wrong, we should be looking at Buffalo. But we don't have time for tunnel vision. We don't have time for blinders. Biden will further inflame our divisions by not just condemning the racist murderer or his ideology. He's going to condemn Tucker and his network and his audience, and by extension, the conservative movement and the Republican Party, except, of course, for Liz Cheney. Isn't that some super unifying? He'd call Mitt Romney a racist too, but he already did that in the 2012 presidential campaign when he told a black audience that Romney would put them all back in chains. Such a unification specialist. Actually, though, in a strange way, Mr. Unity has actually gotten Americans to agree more now than they ever have in recent years. Because of the absolute hell that as life is on this in this country right now. He's unified us all on the simple notion that his presidency is a disaster. His economic policies are moronic. His border policies are apocalyptic. His mental capacity is severely incapacitated. His foreign policy is incoherent. And his ability to run the federal government competently doesn't exist. Our unity in opinion over the disaster of his presidency has also unified Americans over the notion that his party has to be defeated in a historic fashion this November. See, this is why I say the Democrats thrive on your pain, on your murder. They thrive on this. Some people are listening, Bill, that's so inflammatory. No, that's not inflammatory. I'm being honest with you. New York already has all the gun control you can have. I don't know of anything else they could do outright of banning them all together, which I'm sure they would love to try to do. Kathy Hochul is going to get out there and try to call for federal stuff to take effect that's in effect there that would have nothing to do with anything that he did. He bought a gun that was New York compliant. And that gun was taken and illegally modified because he was going to do an illegal thing. The fact, and I wonder if he lived like in Pennsylvania or Ohio or somewhere where, you know, there wasn't any of this stuff where the guns were crippled or something like that. I wonder if he would have gotten that gun and then gone somewhere like New York knowing that they you know, their gun control makes very little sense and means that nobody can actually defend themselves in the event that a maniac like himself presents himself there and decides to go on a little shooting spree. I wonder. But we're going to find that out. He was taken alive. That doesn't happen that often. We're going to find it out. Mr. Unity, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News. It keeps costing more to fill up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market, where 10 people lost their lives. The president and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. UFOs mark the main topic on Capitol Hill Tuesday, where U.S. leaders discussed them for the first time in more than 50 years. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, talking about Peyton Gendron, he's now infamous. He's a killer. He's a crazy person. He's a garbage human being. He's the reported white supremacist who shot and killed 10 people at Tops Friendly Market in Buffalo, New York. He targeted the area due to his high black population. He live streamed it. He reportedly wrote a 180-page manifesto loaded with racist nonsense. And he picked this location due to his gun laws as well. He knew that the victims there would be unarmed. Much like the Aurora shooter in 2012, Gendron picked the location where he knew it would be a shooting gallery. New York is one of the most anti-gun states in the country. I know I'm preaching to a choir here, but don't expect much factual reporting on this, because this narrative is now being weaponized, aimed at trying to keep Joe Biden and his Democratic Party from being rolled in November. It's May. Of course, it won't have that kind of lasting power to impact this election. We're on the cusp of a recession, even with the Supreme Court leak where a draft opinion on the Dobbs case shows Roe versus Wade being overturned. The Democrats are still going to lose. But for the moment, for now, they can breathe a sigh of relief. They can expound on the existential threat that doesn't exist, white nationalist-based terrorism. It's all around you. You know that, right? Well, Actually, it isn't. Because last time I checked, when it comes to terrorism, radical Islam is by far a greater threat. They've declared their intention to destroy the United States. They've committed eons more mass casualty events. The 9/11 attacks being the most devastating. Yet the woke left is afraid of white people, even though some of them are white themselves. They hate white people, even though some of them are white themselves. And now there's a white person that's committed a heinous mass shooting. They can recycle the same garbage talking points and rehash their all conservatives are like this narrative. Because that's the problem. And let me take you back to the Ash conformity experiment, where the narrative is everything. The narrative has to be controlled. So, to reiterate, the past few mass shootings have not fit the narrative. New York subway shooter was black. That study vanished into the Bermuda Triangle. The 2021 shooting in Boulder, Colorado was committed by Ahmad al-Aliwi al-Izza, a Syrian. And remember the Waukesha attack in 2021? I know a lot of things, a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then. But to recap, six people were murdered by Daryl Edward Brooks Jr. Unlike this Buffalo shooting, Joe Biden never went there after the attack. And again, Mr. Brooks is not white, so the story quickly suffered a quick media death. Although they did they did blame the car on that one for a bit, you know. And on Twitter, Twitter posting, a 2021 attack in Waukesha, in Wisconsin, which a car drove through a Christmas parade, is discussed in light of fatal shootings over the weekend. This one may remain in the cycle for some time, but the leftist media has a mass shooting they think can be weaponized against the right. They're going to push hard like always, and like the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round of the NHL playoffs, they're going to fall short. Gendron is a really weird person. He calls himself a racist eco-fascist, but also wouldn't be opposed to being labeled a socialist. And somehow this is a man who represents mainstream conservatism. Somehow this is the fault of Fox News. And if you took the time to read his manifesto, you leftist idiots, he's quite adamant that he hates conservatism and Fox News. But you have to read the manifesto. You'll only glean that if you read it, which the leftists aren't going to do. They don't. They have a narrative to feed. If you read the manifesto, you're going against the Ash conformity experiment. The Buffalo shooting. This shooting is a completely, totally evil act. The live streaming of this is horrible. The live stream of that was horrible. Initially, nobody knew what was hitting. Nobody knew what hit him. And I mean, it's disturbing. It should obviously be condemned, but the extra ghoulish layer to this crime is the left jumping for glee that the shooter is white and that this crime can be used as political ammunition. They finally found a mass shooting they like. So, Fox News isn't going to be censored over this. I'll tell you that right now. They won't be. And there'll be no new gun control laws that will be passed. And the First Amendment is quite clear. No, this won't save Joe Biden and the Democrats from defeat in November. Now, this will pass, and it will be gone. Notice that we never talk about Las Vegas anymore. Las Vegas is the most befuddling of these of this type of action that as I have ever seen. Why you would think that you needed 23 guns, and then you would go through the process of gathering said guns and then trucking them up to the top of a hotel room at Mandalay Bay in Vegas. And let me tell you something. Well, now this guy was probably getting comped. He was a gambler. So he's probably getting comps. So he probably had people bringing them to him. 23 guns. I don't know how many rounds of ammunition he had. It didn't matter how many rounds of ammunition he had versus how many rounds were loaded in magazines. If he had a bunch of magazines loaded with ammunition, okay, very, very dangerous. And yet, that went away. Why did that go away? Why did that go away so fast? The only thing that came out of that, and it will be back in force, was the bump stock ban. And it's already being found to be what it originally was, which was a gun accessory like a flashlight. Bump stocks enable enhanced semi-automatic shooting. It is not as fast as a fully automatic rate. There's too much going on. Too many things going on that... too much motion going on. With a fully automatic weapon, you pull down the trigger, and if you just hang on to it, it's just going to run. And with this, your fingers got to go forward and back, forward and back, forward and back, forward and back. It's just not that fast. But like that one, this one will it will vanish. But, you know, subway shooting's already vanished. The Colorado shooter, that's already vanished. Why? They were just as heinous. See, I'm against violence. I don't like violence against non-combatants or civilians. And I especially don't like violence in these areas where violence, you know, gun control enables violence. And in these areas where this is happening, it's like it's being enabled by the politicians. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. English is my mother tongue. Now, when I heard about this, the shooting in Buffalo, I fully anticipated the leftist cries to restrict guns. But these calls were overshadowed by an elevation of a more recent progressive talking point, which is blaming Republicans as a whole for the attack. Rolling Stone, long a banner carrier for the left, went with these headlines. The Buffalo shooter isn't a lone wolf. He's a mainstream Republican. Even though that's not true. It's not true. The right-wing extremists who control the modern GOP are all gripped by a racist delusion. CNN's Jim Acosta came out and laid the blame at Tucker Carlson's doorstep. Newsweek ran the headline, Parkland flop father blames Ron DeSantis, other Republicans for Buffalo shooting. Overnight, anybody who had conservative values and voted Republican was complicit in mass murder and carried the taint of being called a racist, or so the left hoped. But, for the rest of the Republicans that are out there, welcome to my world. The fact that the mainstream media outlets conveniently aligned to this narrative points to the fact that it was an organized, libelous hit job. A Ash conformity experiment, once again. Clearly, it was an orchestrated narrative executed prior to the fall elections. It points to a new level of desperation, with the realization that they cannot win all the actual political issues. They have lowered themselves to outright lying. The acts of this despicable killer are his and his alone. His actions do not reflect Republican values and ideals, and without any research short of a quick reading of his manifesto, the left is taking a giant step in blaming all Republicans for this outrage. This represents a huge new level of irresponsibility on their part. The progressives have long absolved individuals of responsibility for what they do. To them, this is a guilt that must be placed on their opponents, and the truth has no real bearing on this blame game. History has demonstrated that when you attach hostile labels to groups of people and assign negative characteristics to these people, that things rarely end well. Simply open a history book to the 1930s And for the last few election cycles, that has been trial runs, you know, at this. But now, they're not qualifying the accusation. If you are Republican, you are a racist. As we saw in Loudoun County, Virginia, if you stand against things they believe in, such as CRT, you are called a domestic terrorist. And there will be more heinous labels coming in the months ahead. But the real disservice here is that the overuse of the label of racist has reached a point where it is now ceasing to have any credible meaning. When you got the media and the left-wing pundits using the word to identify people who clearly are not racist, it diminishes it for future uses where it might actually be applicable. Part of the problem that conservatives face is that they don't fight back with the same vigor as those who attack them. They would, you know, there's a handful of people out there that stand up and decry the false reporting, but in the end, that's it. And Republicans rarely stoop to the low bar set by the left in these debates. The congressional baseball shooter, James Hodgkinson, who shot and wounded Steve Scalise, openly declared that he was a fan of Rachel Maddow in his writings. Conservatives never would have considered laying the blame on the shooting on her or the Democratic Party. This taking of the high road, it always invites the other party to strike with lies and defamation. Now, the shooting did not occur because of the fall elections. The shooting occurred because of evil. But the way this is being spun is about the fall elections. And there is no doubt that there are some Kool-Aid drinkers on the left who actually believe these accusations. They accept the demonization of the right with no sense of understanding the evil tied to these declarations. And all it takes for evil to succeed is for good men and women to do nothing. And there are plenty on the left who relish this painting of Republicans as racists and terrorists. They have no self-governing voice to bring themselves in check. Now, in the long term, this will fail. Much like Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables comment, it will ultimately backfire on those perpetrating the big lie. When people are wrongly accused as a group of being something they are not, it galvanizes them. They come together. They become collectively infuriated, and they get really sort of defiant. Being wrongly accused of being something you are not, something as vile as being a racist, is a miscalculation that ultimately it's going to come back to haunt the Democrats. And the American people are not entirely naive. Millions will see this as overreaching, the overreaching propaganda that it is. Let's shoot across the country now to San Francisco, where this kind of thing, this kind of backlash is occurring. In San Francisco, the year 2022 may go down as one of the most transformative. Because recently there, they fired three leftist school board members with an overwhelming majority in a recall election in February. Asian Americans in San Francisco, fed up with rising violent crime in the city, they become the driving force to recall the city's woke district attorney, Chesa Boudin, on June the 7th. And Boudin was elected district attorney of San Francisco in November 2019. According to a New York Post profile, Boudin's parents, David Gilbert and Kathy Boudin, were members of the domestic terror group Weather Underground. After they and their accomplices killed two police and one guard during the infamous 1950s Brinks robbery case, Boudin's parents were arrested and served lengthy jail time. Boudin was only 14 months old at the time, so he was raised by the leaders of the Weather Underground. And not surprisingly, Boudin's political allegiance is on the far left. According to the New York Post, Boudin served as a translator for late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, and his campaign for DA of San Francisco won the support of socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. During his campaign, he promised to reduce incarceration rates and cash bail and focus more on police misconduct and racial bias. I completely see where, you know, I wonder if the criminals all came out of the woodwork to vote for him. That particular race was tight. And votes from Asian Americans reportedly were crucial to his eventual victory. But now Asian Americans in San Francisco are having a little bit of buyer's remorse 2 years later, mainly due to against violent crimes against Asians having increased more than 560% in 2021 compared to 2020. They're being pushed and kicked and robbed and even murdered when walking out of a bank, strolling down the street, sleeping at home at night. And, you know, it's hard to feel safe when that kind of thing happens. Asian-owned businesses in Chinatown have been struggling with frequent robbery and vandalism. And often, these crimes are committed by repeat offenders who Bodine has set free. Hanako Abe's tragic death was a perfect example. On New Year's Eve in downtown San Francisco, 27-year-old Abe and 60-year-old Elizabeth Platt were killed by Troy McAllister, who was trying to get away after committing a robbery when he hit and killed both women. San Francisco-based writer Susan Reynolds found out that McAllister had a 25-year criminal record, yet Bodine brokered a deal and let McAllister go on parole in March of 2020. Her research found that since being paroled, McAllister had been arrested 5 times for crimes, including burglary, possession of burglary tools, vehicle theft, possession of stolen property, possession of narcotics for sale, possession of suspected methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and, of course, parole violations. But thanks to Bodine's soft-on-crime approach, he served a combined 11 days in jail for those 5 arrests. The pushback, it's coming. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.